Welcome, everybody, to the big call. Tonight, it is Tuesday, January 20th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we're looking forward to another good call tonight. But before we go to a teaching from Sue, let's pray the call in. So here we go. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we are in the right place at the right time. We are looking forward to a new and exciting future, to the revelation that you have for us, the blessing that you have for us, and the wonderful new life that you have for us. Thank you for the restart, for the reset, for everything that's about to happen. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. Every Tuesday and Thursday night when you give us your teaching that you found for us, we really enjoy it and we love commenting on it. So whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Bruce. So I want to set this up because most people on this call have been on this call for probably almost over a decade, including Bob and I, and we can't catch up with Bruce, who's 20 years, but this is a very different year. This is the year that you actually grab the brass ring. So we're going to really, I want you to understand that you're further than you've ever been before. You're readier than you've ever been before, and this teaching is designed to help you see clearly and release anything that's getting in your way. And it's called Empty Out the Negative. It's easy to go through life holding on to things that weigh us down. Guilt, resentment, doubt, worry, dwelling in problems. The problem is, when we allow these negative emotions in, they take up space we need for the good things that should be there. Imagine your life is like a container. You were created to be filled with joy, peace, confidence, grace, and creativity. But if you allow worry in, it pushes out the peace. There's not space for both. You can't go above 100% capacity. You have a limited amount of space. If you allow guilt to take up space, that's space you don't have for the confidence you need. The reason some people don't enjoy their lives is because their container or their heart is contaminated with so many things. They have 10% filled with worry, being stressed out over their job, 12% bitterness, being mad at their neighbor, 20% guilt, beating themselves up for past mistakes, 9% jealousy, thinking their coworker is more whatever. They don't realize 70% of their container is negative. Yet they wonder why they don't have joy, creativity, and passion. The scripture says, give no place to the enemy. That's not just talking about the forces of darkness. That means to give no place to anything that scatters your spirit. No place to guilt. No place to worry. No place to limitation. Those contaminants can't come in and automatically take over. You control what's in your container. You control what you think about and what you choose to focus on. We all have negative emotions and negative feelings, but you have to make the choice that says, I'm not going to give in to this blank blank, and make valuable space turn into poison in my life. I'm going to protect what I allow in my heart. Every morning when we wake up, we need to empty out anything negative from the day before. I would say start at night. If somebody offended you and they didn't treat you right, it can feel good to carry around a grudge, and sometimes you have to choose for your own peace. And you choose those things that are contributing to your life. But you have to be disciplined and say, I'm not going to let this walk with me. I'm going to move into a new chapter in my life. Don't let that person continue to hurt you by holding on and not allowing yourself to feel the choice you made to move into more health, more clarity, more peace, or more freedom. Let's say you wake up in the morning and thoughts of worry come. How are you going to pay your bills? What if the medical reports are not good? You'll never get out of this problem. Don't allow those negative thoughts to come in. Don't allow survival and past survival and survival conditioning to take you out of knowing that you and God are one and have a beautiful future. No thanks. I know the most brilliant and beautiful future is mine to influence with my attention what honors God, what honors me, and where my heart is living today. He'll get me to where I'm supposed to be. Take inventory of what you're doing to sustain the relationships in your life. Take authority. Apologize. Do whatever you have to move into the splendor of the new life, the new authority, and the new heart-based living that God wants you to have as you step into and help to birth a new world, a new year, a new decade, and a new century in God's love. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. And I'm going to say an all-new you. Not just a new century, a new life, a new love, an all-new you. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's, you know, let's start at the beginning where you were, Sue, on the idea of grabbing the brass ring. I remember being on a merry-go-round and holding onto the pole, leaning way over from my horse and trying to reach the gold ring. I was just too small. I couldn't quite reach it. I was close. I couldn't get it. And then when I was old enough and had enough reach, I could finally see the brass ring up ahead, reach out and grab it. But the ring that we're going to grab isn't a brass ring. It's a gold ring. We're entering a golden age, and President Trump has referred to it as that. And the ring that we're going for is the golden ring. And I like the teaching, Sue. I really like that it was compact and it dealt with new things and new beginnings and our new lives. And I like the fact that we can expand our heart to meet whatever it is that God is willing to put in us. But it's almost like the 80-20 rule. You talked about 30% and 70%. But the 80-20 rule gives us the ability to get rid of 80% that we don't need anymore and take on the new that will replace the 80% that we have to leave behind. And I tell you, I think that what we're talking about is expanding our boundaries, but still having boundaries for our heart. But God wants us to expand so that when we do receive new revelation from God and we can go up and up and up and climb that mountain, we don't have to any longer deal in circles and keep going around and around and around like it's always been with the same old, but rather go into new cycles of revelation, cycles of living, cycles of receiving God and loving people. Well, that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. I appreciate it. I thought it was really good. Bob, you're welcome, Sue. Bob, tell me what you saw in this teaching or what you heard in the teaching. And I always love when you compare it to a story or something that you've experienced in your own life.
Yeah, so thank you, Bruce. And Sue, this is a great way. For some reason, I feel like this is a new beginning, even though it's not the first Tuesday or Thursday of the new year. Somehow it feels to me, because of this teaching, you know, that when you said this is the year to grab the golden ring, I was like, okay, it's like the 1st of January. It's the 2nd of January. And and I was like, I started thinking, you know, if you were to look back on 2025, what would it be like? And what would it be like to look forward? And the first thing that came to my mind is normally a timeline is kind of like this long line going from left to right. But then I saw this vision where actually the line was pointed up like on a 45-degree angle with an arrow at the end of the line. It was like this year, 2026, is not just going to be a straight line. It's going to be a line that's pointing upwards. And then I started thinking the question about, you know, what's keeping you down, what's weighing you down. And, you know, on the big call, sometimes we talk about needing patience, and impatience can rob people of their joy, and maybe even worry that you won't get the chance. You won't have the chance to implement and experience the humanitarian project that you want to do. And I started thinking, you know, no one knows for sure the exact day. And maybe for me, it's better just help the person who's right in front of you right now. One person, if there's no big project. And to pray, to say, you know, in the morning, God, show me, you know, who is it that's going to need my help today? And give me the strength to be on my A game for whoever the person or people might be. And then prepare. So being able to be on your A game can actually require preparation. What if you were to get a phone call and someone needed your help right away, but you didn't have gas in your car? What if you live up in the north like I did for 50 years? Do you have an extra blanket in your car? Do you have an extra coat in case someone who is homeless needs a coat that day? Are you up and about and dressed and ready to go? And have you done your prayers early and your breathing exercises? Do you have money in your pocket? Have you been to the ATM to get money out in case that's part of you being there for someone on this day? And, you know, make a pronouncement. Make a pronouncement when the sun rises to God that, you know, I am here and ready to help. and to share words of encouragement, the words of God's love, and to be that great performer for God, that great lion of God on this day, and then look back at nighttime and give prayers of gratitude for the chance to serve.
That's it. Well, that's good, Bob. Bob, I have to say, your comment that you just made reminded me of what Joyce Meyer said this morning when I was watching her. She said every morning she prays, just like you said, Bob, Lord, put someone in my path that I can help today. Put someone in my path that I can help with an encouraging word, maybe with some financial need, maybe something, you know, something that you could do to serve. Put someone in my path today that I can help. And I think that's a great thing. I think that's a good thing to say and to expect. And when you just said what you said, it reminded me exactly of what Joyce Meyer just taught this morning. So thank you, Bob. I like what you said. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. It just is perfect. Sue, you heard me. You heard Bob. We need to hear you. What would you say about this teaching, and how would you apply it in your own life?
Well, there's a lot here, and I think I'm going to employ courage at this point, but I love what both of you said, and I'm going to start with, I love what you said, Bruce, about the boundaries, because I think we're approaching a new place in this world, and I want you to look out about the boundaries of, let me see how I'm going to say this, about making what you value and getting clear on what you value that gives life, so that it's sacred, sacred boundaries. And what I think is going to be happening, if you look at the United States, here's the thing that I see, I'm sorry, I have to say it. I love the giving thing. Some people have been living like that, like you're naturally giving all your life. But if you look at the United States, look at what Trump is modeling, if you look at what is happening, there's a new sacred boundary that is in place. And here's what it is. You walk to give without self-abandoning. Because if you really look out, there's been this pattern on the planet that rewarded over-functioning, overgiving, and huge populations are either underfunctioning because others overfunction for them. Think about it. And some are overfunctioning and they're walking around and they're in burnout and depletion. So here's what I would say. And this goes to what Bob was talking about. I think we're at a point called escaping velocity. And escaping velocity is that like thrust place, that momentum place, where the gravity of survival, when everybody gets money, you want to be prepared to use your discernment in a totally new way that hasn't been based on humanity as we've known it. Christic, in Christ, yes. But everybody on this call, I'm calling you, this is my opinion, to learn what it takes to be healthy, to be connected, and to reclaim what wholeness is, while also saying, how can I bring my wholeness? How can I bring my new self into this world in a way that honors other people's Christ self, and I can just touch them and help them, versus over-functioning and escaping yourself? Think about all the people you know that do that, and they end up sometimes being very depleted, and they're not as connected to what's going to sustain me, how am I going to move. It's because they never truly escaped velocity of their survival self. Tons of people in the trauma field, Gabor Mate talks about how women have been the overgivers for so long. They suffer from the most disease of any population. So what I think this is we're all escaping the velocity and taking ownership of how do we become this new person in Christ who's healthy, who's whole, who's forming a new idea of what that means to be able to give without self-depletion, self-erasure. To give so something huge is moving through you, but to design it so that everyone around you is walking in this new health, vitality, flourishing, and you learn how to design things so that your giving is about bringing that new design, not based on survival, not based on over-rescuing, but based on how can I walk out as a light in the world and be able to bring people to more wholeness. That hasn't been in the vocabulary for a long time, and it's about to become very, very prominent. The number one issue for all leaders is their mental health. People are going to be going through transition. There's the gold ring, the idealized, oh boy, we're going to have money. But everybody on this call is going to have to go into their heart and find the place where they can enact Christ in the strongest, most radiant, and whole way. That, to me, is the new service. Because you can be running around country to country helping people, not knowing how to manage your attention, doing all this, and what are you going to do? You're just going to be living out survival, overdoing, over this, over that. To me, that's the real unspoken opportunity that most people, they just don't see it. And to me, that's what we are. What would it be like if you were, and I'm about to close, if you were radiantly whole, so grateful, filled with gratitude that you have this, and yet you're not, you're using your wisdom to figure out where God is leading you to bless, to inspire, to be grounded, to be not just compulsively, and I mean that. There's a place where people give because they need to feel better about themselves. And yes, there's a lot of neuroscience on that. You do feel better when you're pro-social. But there's this place where I feel really connected to myself and I'm giving. And I'm not depleting. And I'm creating more energy for me, the person, and society. That, to me, is the way we're going up. That, to me, is a society that is regenerating in Christ. So there's my the courage to say it. But
okay, thank you. Thanks, Sue, for that teaching as well as your commentary. And, yeah, I think I think if we can encourage a person and uplift a person, we can do that without depleting ourselves. That's
right.
Something that we should have normally and naturally. That should come naturally. We see an opportunity, we see a situation to give a good word of encouragement to everybody. So there's no depletion in that. I'm glad for that. All right, Sue, thank you for the teaching. And Bob, your comments, very right on the money, as always. So, Sue, now that we move into prayer and praise, do we have any praise reports and anybody that needs prayer for something tonight?
Sure do. We actually have quite a few of them. So what we're going to do, Bruce, is we're going to kind of split them.
Toss them to me if you're ready.
No, sure. We're going to do half and half. Half tonight and half on Thursday. Tonight, this is from Pastor Scott. Tonight I want to praise all the scientists, formulates who listen to God in their quest to bring their genius to the public, or better yet, Big Call Universe. We know their names, but I can't recall their names, but you know who I'm talking about. My prayer goes out for their continued work in their prospective field. Big Call Universe, let's continue to keep them in our prayers. I love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott. Okay, so let's, I'm going to do a praise prayer request. I got a text, was it last night, from a member of the pod who has a husband who has spent, I think, his career fighting fires in California. And because of it, he got radiation poisoning. And so she sent me this picture of the fact that he wasn't sleeping, that he had these horrible lesions, and she asked me to pray with her. And he hadn't been sleeping for a week, and she wrote to me today, so here's the praise. I guess I should read it. She said that, thank you so much. He slept a super long time, and he's mostly scabbed over, which usually takes a week or more. I wept gently last night as I fell asleep for his understanding and commitment to what you described. So we just want to pray for, we're going to say, Dave and Monica, and we want to continue to pray for those people that have been in the line of service, and because of that service took on something like radiation. And so we're praying for Dave and Monica, and she gets affected by his radiation and their family. And we want to see them surrounded in these new lights of Christ that can heal through sound, that can heal through the wholeness and the light that is moving through the body 24/7 in Christ. We see them surrounded in this light that acts like a healing cocoon of Christ's healing frequency. And we see them practicing internalizing that so their cells are receiving Christ's light and healing. It's a new way to go inside to your cells and merge with the light of Christ so that your cells actually feel that you and Christ are one, that they're surrounded in protection and healing and ever-increasing miracle blessing. Just like we heard, what should have taken a week happened overnight. What had been a week of not sleeping slept, which is healing. And we see Monica and Dave so aware and awake to their ability to merge and work with Christ in healing themselves and completely recovering as they walk into the med beds. And may this be a blessing to anyone that can borrow that pattern for internalizing Christ's healing into their cells as we say amen. And let's see what else we want to do. We have another woman. Please pray for my healing after sustaining a stroke during the COVID pandemic. And this is from Simrit. And so, Simrit, we see that a stroke and a condition, because of taking in information from outside of you, can become a fixed idea in your nervous system. And we're not used to being walked through the immediacy of Christ. The Christ is the consciousness of perfect healing and miracles, raising the dead, Lazarus, etc. So imagine, what would it feel like if that light was actually beginning on this night, January 20th, to move into your nervous system, and you woke up and you felt improvement? What would happen if you weren't feeling stuck with the definition of this fixed stroke and et cetera? But you actually put your hand on your heart and you said, thank you that I wake up and I go, first I go to sleep tonight and I say, thank you for the improvement I see when I wake up. Let my body and my mind and my spirit rest in new healing. And go to sleep feeling like Christ's light was surrounding you all night long. And wake up and see if there's anything you can notice. Train your attention to notice the improvement. And expect it every day if you practice. You're literally aligning with Christ. And every day we see you getting better and better until you walk into the med beds and are completely free. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Okay. Another. Hi, Ms. Wild One. Another one. I'm writing to express my sincere hope that we can find a way to stay in our home and avoid foreclosure. Please pray for me and my family. That's for Sean. And, of course, Sean, so what we're going to do is we're going to see that your house is surrounded in abundance in Christ. We want you to not feel like you're being invaded by foreclosure, invaded by limitation, invaded by scarcity. And we want you to imagine that you are a pillar of abundance and that your house is surrounded in overflowing abundance. So you need to practice seeing that Christ and his legion of angels are surrounding and protecting your house from the invasion of foreclosure. And every pattern that set that up, every pattern that had you thinking limitations, scarcity, anxiety, fragmented attention, it goes on and on and on. So seeing that your house is in this shimmering abundance, and just say, abundance and freedom, and see it every day. Train your nervous system to see Christ walking with you, his hand on the back of your heart, helping you to hold a frequency of abundance, protection, and the freedom from foreclosure. In Jesus' name we say, amen. And do you want me to do one more? I'll do one more. Okay, this is about a transplant. This is for Charlene. She said, a few years ago, you did a prayer request for me. I really need prayers right now. She was hospitalized for 4 days. We're now looking into clinical trials. Please pray for me. So, Charlene, the hardest thing with all these prayer requests is to feel separated from the solution, separated from a miracle. That's the part. It's like you're living in the dark. You're living abandoned. You're living isolated from Christ's miracle light. So, Charlene, I'd like you to do this. When you go to sleep tonight, take your pillow, and I want you to hug your pillow. And I want you to imagine that that pillow is all of Christ's love and miracle healing energy, and it's being poured into your body. It's like a physical, somatic, and everybody else can do this. It's like all the energy that depleted you in your life is coming back into your body. Take your pillow and let the light of Christ saturate the front and the back of your body. And imagine that Christ was literally training your nervous system to receive miracles and miracle healing. Imagine that your cells, all of this is lining up everything you need to get through this phase, to get into a med bed. Can't wait to hear what Bruce is going to say. And just the most important thing you can do is fill yourself with Christ's healing light. That's what you can do. But to get it into your nervous system, you use an embodiment practice so your body actually knows, oh my gosh, the light of Christ is coming into me. In Jesus' name, we see that making a phenomenal difference. Let us know. And we see you healed, and we see you getting into a med bed, and we see all the terror and the fear dissolving. And that goes for everyone on this call. We see you walking in the full ownership of your light, of your ability to regulate and get the light of Christ deeply into your nervous system. And that is the end of our prayer request for tonight.
Is there a genie tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Hold on. Thank you, Bruce. Jean, Scott. Where's Jeannie? I had it there. Here we go. We thank God first all the time. Today and every day, we thank God for everything. All the blessings we've received and continue to receive daily for protecting us and our loved ones. For the Big Call platform, all the leaders and listeners, for choosing us for the RV blessing, giving us an opportunity to help our loved ones and others with humanitarian projects. He loves whatever is just and good. The earth is filled with his tender love. We pray that the med beds be available very soon for healing. We pray for our freedom to worship God in peace, without people breaking in and being assaulted by demonstrators, protesters, agitators with their agenda. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. We pray that all fraud in every state be investigated and dealt with. This is from Harry Truman. Show me a man that gets rich by being a politician, and I'll show you a crook. Oh, that's good. Wishing everyone a blessed week. We pray we get the RV 800 number very soon and be great stewards with this special blessing. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie. And
thanks, Jeannie.
Yep.
There we have it. Thank you, Sue. Very good.
You're welcome.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's it. Yeah, there are definitely a lot of people in Congress and in positions like governors that have become rich, where their salaries didn't come up anywhere near to the kind of wealth that they have. So there's quite a bit of corruption all over the country. Certainly, the focus right now is on Mogadishu, Minnesota, and also obviously on California, other states. But we should hopefully see an end to that pretty soon. It might take a little while, but we're getting there. Sue, that's great. Thank you for all the help on prayer.
You're welcome, Bruce.
In that segment. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can talk about as far as what you would be offering. Do you have a class that you're still offering at this time? Or
I do
anything
not
else that you'd like
have
to tell us about?
Class, but I do have something. I know the pod is churning around in the waters, and I've written to them already, so they kind of know. But stay tuned. Stay tuned. You never know when that's going to... We have a class in the wings. We just are kind of moving with the flow. But I want to bring up something that I think... The things I like to bring are things that most people aren't thinking about, aren't aware of, but that can make such a huge difference. And it's the name of the class. It's like a leverage point. And I got inspired by an email that I got this morning from a content creator, and this is what it's about. There was a man, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. He's a psychologist, and he studied individuals that were very creative and were actually, so like a lot of us, were very engaged and lost track of time because they were doing what they love. And there's another researcher, I bet you Bob knows this person, Dr. Edward de Bono, and he coined it lateral thinking. And lateral thinking tends to be when you're in your right brain, meaning your creative side, your imagination side, that dreamy side, and at the same time, you're doing something that you love to do. So you're kind of, you're using both sides of your brain, but you're in a state called flow. Write this down, flow. This is going to be so, so important for us when we're designing our projects, because flow is the psychology of optimal experience. So I'm going to give you I didn't think I was going to do this right here, but for the next 2 days, I want you to notice when you're not thinking about tasks, you're not thinking about your to-do list, but like when you're naturally in flow, when you're sort of joyful, you're moving. For me, it's when I get out in 17 degrees and I'm as happy as a clam, and people go, how can you do that? You know, it's like I'm moving, I'm thinking, I'm creating. That creates extreme flow for me. So I want you to think about, when was the last time that you did something that you were just enjoying so deeply that you felt like you had endless energy? Now, why is that important? two humanitarians. Think about that. When this changes, and you know I am into the science of readiness, it's all about how you're going to design out of over-functioning, doing too much, doing too many things that you used to do. That's a big boundary reset. It's a big boundary reset. You don't want to get into a choke point because you have so many things you haven't thought about releasing, upgrading. You want to start thinking about that. But we'll do that on Thursday. Here's this interesting piece. I'm just going to read it as it is because I think a lot of people will relate to it. One morning, I was getting ready to go to work. At the time, my target routine was simple. Wake up, meditate, shower, go to the office, and drop into a flow state on key work. But that morning, I made what felt like a tiny, trivial change. I decided to take my health supplements in the morning instead of the evening. After showering, instead of getting straight to the office, I went down to the kitchen. When I walked into the kitchen, I noticed a stack of mail sitting on the counter. I know, so this is really good practice here. I glanced at it casually, no big deal, but then I saw an envelope from a large government department. That immediately felt serious. I had a hefty work day ahead of me and a hard deadline to hit that evening, but I couldn't just leave something like that unresolved. So I quickly flipped my phone off flight mode and called the number on the envelope. While I was waiting on hold, I got another incoming call, this time from a team member who needed something urgently. Anybody relating to this? Like, you had a focus, you had a thing, and then you get distracted. I pulled out my laptop to help them. As soon as my laptop opened, I saw four Slack messages marked urgent. I responded to one, then another, then another. 3 hours later, I still hadn't started the work I had planned to do that morning. My schedule was blown open. I missed the deadline despite working late last night. It wasn't anything. It was called schedule intrusion. Now, this is really big in this community. I know because I have to create a lot of stuff. So I have to say to Bruce, okay, you can't call me here, or I'm doing this here, or I'm in a meeting here. I let people know when I'm available because I have to be focusing without intrusion in order to get stuff done. But here's the important thing. Most people have permeable schedules. So that's like going back to this thing where our boundaries have been permeable. We don't know how to hold our attention so that we can focus on doing the really important thing like getting our meeting set up, working with our assistant, being able to bring all of our attention to what we're doing. Our brains always operate with goals across multiple time horizons, long-term goals, medium-term goals, immediate goals. When your schedule is sealed, this hierarchy is coherent. This week is going to be about your attention and rewiring your attention so you can be in optimal experience. You're going to notice, oh, I'm scattered. Oh, I'm used to being available to everybody. Oh, you're going to notice that. But the new thing, when you get money and you're going to have to be training yourself to be in a meeting with someone and offer direction and clarity, and focus, and then come back and reflect on what your experience was and how you could tweak it. you're going to need coherent clarity. And this is going to be fun. It's not, it's like, okay, this is it. This isn't about mediocre performance any longer, you guys. It's not. Or else we'll just have random results again. It's about getting really clear. How do I want to feel? How do I want to show up? And how can I make it so my boundaries and my schedule, sealed schedule, coherent goal, reduced monitoring, stable attention and flow, permeable schedule, intrusion, goal competition, increased monitoring, flow blocked, stress increased. That's what you don't want to do. And you probably haven't seen anybody like that because most people aren't trained in how to direct their attention. So all you have to do, number one, I'm just going to give you one thing to do. Two, number one, notice where you're in flow, where you're happy, you're free, you're engaged, that. Next one, identify where your schedule is most permeable. And most, this person, Ryan Doris, you can look him up, is talking about it's in transition. So like maybe when you come back to the house, just say, I'm in transition. And don't just let your attention just go random. Like you're coming in and you say to your partner, okay, I'm just going to take 10 minutes. Let me just get centered. Probably all notice this. Transitions are a big deal for lateral thinkers. And you gather yourself and you get quiet, get a drink, and then you sit down with your partner or whatever you're designed to do and seal up your schedule to protect against intrusions. It's going to be so important that your attention is protected in what you want to focus on. So important. It's everything. Everything. Not scattered, not fragmented, in Christ, healed in Christ, sacred attention. So that's all I wanted to bring tonight, is to end schedule intrusion as best. Start on that walk, because the quality, to me, everything that we bring here in the integrated mind segment is about raising the quality of life and our standards. And it's all going to be about how our nervous systems are relearning how to direct for optimal experience, for well-being, and for honoring ourselves and others in sacred contribution. That hasn't been out there. And that's what I think is our future to create. So that's my segment tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. That was a really good segment. I enjoyed that. It's excellent. And just remember, learn, unlearn, relearn.
That's
kind
right,
of what
Bruce.
We're talking about. That's what we're talking about. All right, Sue, thank you very much for that. Appreciate that. That was really cool. Okay, Bob, time to see what's going on in the world of nutrition, see what we might be receiving in terms of testimonials and anything in the research that you want to bring to us, Bob, anything at all. Thanks.
Thank you, Bruce. You know, it's been a little while longer now that people have been using the collagene and our myotrol, and we're getting more and more testimonials. And this just came in from this lady 1 hour ago. And you got to hear this. I have been using Boomer Boost gladiator barley, vitamin C, myotrol, vitamin B, and D3 for 6 weeks. Before Boomers, I could not walk. I just shuffled on my walker. I still use my walker for balance. And then she puts this in all caps. But I don't have to lean on it. I actually walk. Slow but sure. I sleep more soundly. My spirits are up, and I feel good. I hadn't slept well for 4 years or felt good for at least 6 years. Today, I actually walked to my sink and washed the dishes. I haven't done that for over 2 years. Slowly but surely, my body's getting better. Even my legs and knees don't ache all day. Super Strong is fantastic. I've used many products for pain, but this works quickly without a bad smell. And it helped me to walk again. I had my neighbor put it on one hand and BioFreeze on the other. Her arthritis has her hands all gnarled and lumpy. The Super Strong took all of her pain away almost immediately. The other hand's pain was only dulled. Thank you to Boomers, especially for the ladies that help us. God bless you all.
Amen. That's so good, Bob. That's a really good one. I love that. Comparing Super Strong against BioFreeze, right?
Yeah. Yep. And it's just really great. I mean, this is what we're seeing over and over again now, Bruce, is this type of testimonial where people were in a condition where their life had changed a lot because they just had gotten, you know, old and crumbly. And without really any expectation that they were ever going to have anything happen except get progressively worse. I mean, 6 years, this lady hadn't felt well. And, you know, and guess what? You know, she listens to the big call. Hears about about the Boomer products, and that's what happened to her life.
Amen.
And guess what? How much time? 6 weeks. This only took 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Great, Bob.
Excellent. Yep. Here's another. This is another lady wrote in about Super Strong. I'm so sorry we're out of it right now. It sold so fast, it was crazy. This lady writes in, my knees send 1,000 thank yous.
Wow.
That's good.
Here's really a lady wrote in about the collagen. I've only been using the collagen for just over a month, and my hands have quit hurting. Thank you. It is really wonderful not to have my hands hurting first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So the collagen is a pain blocker also. But both the Super Strong Roll-On and the collagen, which you take by mouth, are both really, really great for blocking pain. And these were some of the testimonials we saw over the last few days.
Excellent.
And, just to say this, Bruce, that collagen product, what people are doing with it right now, they're taking advantage of two different sales and stacking them together. One is you can get 5% off of the collagen, and then if you put it onto the subscription program, you get 20% off for that first month. And, of course, you're going to get free shipping with it as well. A lot of people are doing that. Now, collagene is, it's in a liquid. It's in a 2-ounce bottle, comes with a dropper, mm-hmm. and you put 2 dropperfuls in your mouth each day. This is okay. not to be confused with the powder, the tub of powder called collagen.
Right.
Collagen is a protein that is, you know, in a, it's in a powder form, and the collagen that we have is what's really good for your nails and your skin and the like. The collagene is mm-hmm. a brand new invention that helps you to regrow the cartilage in your joints, regardless of how old you are. We had a person who's going to be 90 coming up soon this year who was going to get a knee replacement. The doctors really didn't want to do it because he was 90. He took the collagen.
Right.
The pain was gone in 4 days, and now it's rebuilding the cartilage in his knee.
And there so you this go.
It's a new type of nutrition product that we haven't seen before. There's never been a product before like collagen that can do this. And now's a really good time to get it. This is going to be the lowest price it's going to be. The other thing, Bruce, that we have is we still have the sale for what's called a dynamic intro, which is mm-hmm. two of our most popular products, Boomer Boost, which is comes in a powder in a 1-pound jar. It's got 66 different nutrients in it, and it comes with our barley product, either the Gladiator barley or the Heirloom barley. We call this the mm-hmm. dynamic intro. And they work together. They were put together because of what we knew the ingredients were in the Gladiator barley. We knew how it was mm-hmm. going to react in your body, and we designed the Boomer Boost around it. And we have been giving these two products together, this dynamic combination, for 15 years. There's right. been 10,000 people that have used this. And when you first get it, you get the intro pack because you have to ease into the barley slowly and carefully because it's so strong. And so right now, it's on a really great sale, and you can get both of these products with your blender bottle for $99.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing is, this is January. A lot of people need a little help with their immune system. We have our immune defense bundle, which is our vitamin C, our probiotics, and our Flaxol lignans, which tremendously boost your immune system. And this we also put on sale for $99. And those are the things. So when you make your way to our site, just click the products tab, and it'll show you a drop down, and click on sale, and you'll see all of those right there. And Bruce, that's all I wanted to say for tonight. It is 7 minutes after 10. Right.
Okay.
Now.
All righty, Bob. Thanks so much. That was really good. Love the testimonials. I think they really speak well. And just so everybody knows, Bob, in case they don't remember, the collagen product was made by the same man that came up with Myotrol and invented Myotrol. And so
yep.
those two work really well in combination as well. Not only build cartilage and eliminate the pain of knees that might be bone on bone or elbow or shoulder pain or whatever, but also build the muscle with Myotrol. And
So
I like the fact that he designed both of those products. That was Eric, was it? Eric Kurtz?
Eric Kurtz, yeah. Company is called Solva Labs, S-O-L-V-A. He's been inventing products for 40 years and holds over 40 patents.
Awesome. Solar Labs, yep. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. Thank you, Bob. And just like Bob said, to get to his site and to pull down the product menu and click on the on sale tab to get to Bob's site, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you arrive on that site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on it. Boom, it takes you right into Bob's site, and you can do that. Pull the product menu down, see the on sale tab, click on it, and just look through the various products that are available and take advantage. I like the idea of getting an extra 5% on the collagen, and then also setting it up where you can put it on a subscribe and save subscription service and get a 20% discount for doing that for the first month only. Pick that up. But it's worth it. And a lot of people, I think, are probably putting Myotrol on subscription too, because that's one you definitely don't want to run out of. And, you know, we did run out of it at first, and it took off really well. And I guess Bob reordered. Thank God we got it back in. Well, that's what you want to do, is put it on subscribe and save, and that way you'll be protected against us running out of it. And it's such a good product. I'm glad I take it every day. And I take, you know, Boomer Boost and Barley every day too. So, and lignans and premium probiotics and all kinds of stuff. So don't forget, get your vitamin D, your D3, everything that you need. Because, you know, we haven't had a whole lot of daylight in the winter now, and or even though we're getting one more minute of daylight a day, I think until we hit daylight savings on March 8th, we'll probably need to supplement our vitamin D, as well as take a few other things too. So thank you, Bob. That's really, really good. Let's talk about where we are from an Intel point of view. All right. Well, this is not going to be that long a segment, but I would say what's interesting that I found out yesterday was that the, let me get the currencies right. First of all, there weren't any currencies up on the Redemption Center screens yesterday. Previously, we had had 30, like the day before, we had 37 currencies on the front screen of the Redemption Center. That's more than we thought were going to be there. And they said they might get as many as 40. So they might have three, maybe four more currencies that would show up. These are all currencies that are going up in value against the USN dollar. Okay? So the fact that we had 37. Now, the rates were fluctuating, or populating, as we say, where you couldn't really concentrate and focus on a rate because they were flickering and changing so quickly. But it's nice to know that we had space with a pending notification for the Iranian rial as well as the Venezuelan Bolivar. So those two should be in the basket in play. And we had some rates for, not really for the rial right now, but we did have something for the Bolivar. So anybody who has that is probably going to do pretty well on that particular currency. Let's see what else. There was what was interesting on the Central Bank of Iraq site, on their CBI screens in Iraq. The Central Bank of Iraq. We used to call it Central Bank. Something we changed it to Sovereign Bank of Iraq, but they still use the designation CBI. So I just call it CBI. CBI site had actually two other currencies on their site. And one was the Vietnamese dong, and the other one was not the Afghanistan, I believe it was the rupiah, was on their site. What was that telling us? that's telling us that that is ready to be exchanged or traded against the new Iraqi dinar. And so that's pretty cool. We hadn't heard that before. Now, President Trump was going to leave tonight to go over to Davos, Switzerland, to be part of the World Economic Forum. And I know he's going over there to talk about several things, but one of the things he was going to talk about was picking up Greenland, and how he intends to do that and what we're going to have to benefit from it, primarily from a security point of view, from a military point of view. I think it helps to complete our Golden Dome that he's talked about, that we've talked about. So that is really important. He's going over with that, and he's going to go over and talk also about our housing issues over here in terms of first-time home buyers, trying to get people that are having difficulty finding a house they can afford and affording a first-time house to make that happen. I don't quite understand why he would bring that up over there at the World Economic Forum, but I know he has something planned for that. So he's talked about making that happen. We do know that he had talked about a 50-year mortgage. He talked about, I think there was a number of bonds that have been purchased to help reduce the cost for maybe it's Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, FHA loans or something. I don't have the full details on it, but that'll be interesting to see when that all comes out. But President Trump today on January 20th marks 1 year that President Trump has been in office, 1 year of his 4-year term. And today I watched a 2-hour press conference, and then I had, there were questions afterwards that he answered quite a few of. And it's amazing. He just basically went through and listed the accomplishments that he and his administration had made in the first year. And it's an amazing list that he has produced. And I was very, very happy and very proud to see how much was done in 1 year. And we're just really getting started where we should see some really good things happen in our second, third, and fourth years. But we're really looking forward to that. What else is happening as far as that goes? I think what's interesting is we have been tracking for, 5 days since our last call Thursday night on when is it that everybody is supposed to receive notification. And when are we supposed to go in for exchanges? Well, we always talk about Tier 3 bondholders who are supposed to go slightly ahead of us in terms of receiving notification. They were to receive notification yesterday and today on their funds that would be placed in their accounts, so that they could maybe see the funds and then also get notified as to when they could have access to those funds. They're sort of two separate things. The bonds, for the most part, except for bonds that we might have in, and I'm talking sheet bonds. I'm not talking about the ZIM. I'm talking about sheet bonds, so-called boxes of bonds, that we will be able to take in to the redemption center to hypothecate or to redeem. And we can do that, but we have to give them notice. If you have sheet bonds, Golden Dragon, Yellow Dragon, Red Dragon bonds, railroad bonds, Peruvian gold bonds, any of the bonds that are legitimately in sheet form that you have provenance for, that you can prove how you received them, who had them before you, were they gifted to you, blah, blah, blah. All of that is called provenance, and that's what you have to be able to show if you have bonds to go into the redemption center to redeem. So what I'm suggesting is bondholders, to my knowledge, may have been, funds may have been placed in their accounts, but we do not have verification of that yet. And I think instead of Monday, Tuesday, it's more likely to be today and Wednesday, tomorrow, before bondholders may see those funds in their account. Now, when do they get access to them? That's the big question. They would have access once they receive the email to tell them when. And here's this is what I think that might look like. We should get our notifications according to who we have talked to. These are redemption center leaders. These are people working within the Treasury. These are people just in that particular arena. Some are special forces. Some are people that are involved in security, etc. But they're all pretty much suggesting that we, in Tier 4B, should get notified either tomorrow or Thursday and begin exchanges as early as Thursday this week. Everybody is this week. Now, one of the ranges that was given was from the 20th, which is today, through the 25th. We had originally heard 27th, 26th, and now the far date is 25th. I think that's Saturday, right? So that would be great. Now, obviously, and we had heard from one particular Redemption Center leader that we could get this anytime from Wednesday night to Thursday by noon. And boy, I like that. I like that. So specific. Wednesday night to Thursday by noon is how it was stated. All right? We're not going to hold ourselves to that exact timeline, but I like Wednesday, Thursday for us. But you know what, guys? It could be Thursday. We could get notified Thursday, set appointments, and begin exchanges on the same day. Very possible. And I hope that's going to be the case for us. So, bondholders are still waiting for notifications to tell them when they can have access. I don't know how many have received funds into their account and whether they have the coordinates to be able to see that yet, but I know that that is the plan for them to be able to see what's in their account, and they know how much of that money they will have for the first 60 days, and then after 60 days, very similar to us, they would have access to all of it. In our case, we tell them how much we need for the first 60 to 90 days for our projects, and then we can put that amount in our primary accounts by moving it from our quantum account into our primary. And then after 60 or 90 days, whichever it is, we can have access to as much as we want. That is the plan. So we'll see how that comes together. I'm hoping everything is coming like we have heard from about three or four different sources that are talking about the Wednesday, Thursday for Tier 4B. That's what I'm hoping for and believing that's going to happen for us. Let's see. Beyond that, of course, redemption centers are the way to go. We know that. We know that the contract rate on the dinar has been agreed to and put under contract by President Trump in his first term as president, and that's an extremely good rate, and I'm looking forward to that. And we don't have a contract rate per se on the dong, but we know that it's supposed to be a very good rate, and I've heard where it was, and now it should be at that point or maybe a little higher. So we're going to see what that is. That should be great for us. And the other currencies, like I said, will come into play. I believe that everything that we thought we had to wait to happen has happened. There may be something with the regime change in Iran that I don't have the latest information on right now. There might be something to that. But realistically, we're only a couple of days away from being where we think we need to be. I did hear one source this morning that indicated 72 hours to 96 hours from 3 a.m. this morning. Well, okay, that's 3 days or 4 days from this morning early. Today's what? Tuesday. So, Thursday, Friday. So maybe it is a Friday, Saturday start. So we have to open our window. I'm hoping for Wednesday, Thursday, but it could be by the end of the week. I think if we look at it that way, I think that's probably the safest way to look at it right now. And remember, you know, we tend to go by what the Redemption Center leaders are getting from both Wells Fargo and Treasury, because Treasury will send an email to Wells, and Wells will forward that to the Redemption Center leaders. And we sometimes are fortunate enough to find out what they're thinking. And that works out real well. So, President Trump is leaving, if he hasn't already left tonight, for Davos, Switzerland. He'll arrive in the morning, and he'll be good to go for his meetings tomorrow. And actually, usually, as I remember, that's a four-day conference over there. But we'll see. I don't know how long President Trump is planning to stay, and I don't know how many different meetings he has scheduled, but I know he's meeting with a lot of the European leaders that will be there, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So I'm hoping that the picking up of Greenland will be in everybody's best interest from a national security point of view and a regional security point of view for the United States. And I know President Trump will do the right thing for the people on the island of Greenland and also for Denmark, who theoretically owns Greenland. But it is strategic, and it's a good thing that we're looking at that. I think, really, that is pretty much everything that I wanted to talk about tonight. That's what we're most interested in, is our timing. What is our timeline? I try to update the timeline. And, you know, things do change, as you guys know. Things do change. Things come up. Other things happen. And that has slowed us down for quite a while. So we'll see whether or not there's anything else that's inhibiting us in our path to get this done. But in the meantime, which is where we are, in the meantime, let's stay positive for it. Let's believe for it. Let's pray for it. And let's stay patient for it, because that's really what serves us best, is being patient, knowing that it's coming and knowing that it's this close. So let's just do what Sue was talking about earlier. Let's not get depleted. Let's keep our energy, but let's be ready in season and out of season for an instant word of encouragement that we can give to people that need it every day of our lives. Be an encourager, okay? I think that's really something we can all do. So I want to thank Sue and Bob for being great co-hosts. And, you know, there's just so much that we've tried to cover on the Big Call for you guys. And many of you guys have been with us ever since the very first call 15 years ago. We're in our 15th year of the Big Call. And it's been exciting. Now, we do plan to do our projects and let you guys know what our plans are for the projects. Rebuild America, Rebuild International. Don't forget Veterans Retreat Network and Pastoral Retreat Network. All those are my four projects that we've talked about. And we want to involve, like I said, at least 5,000 listeners to the Big Call in Rebuild America, and a good number in Rebuild International. So we'll see. And I'll be letting you guys know. We're going to have to build out some websites that we have to make them more interactive. And we'll probably link them to BigCallUniverse.com, keep that site, but make it a read-only site like it is now. But we'll probably make some interactivity so we can communicate with Big Call Universe. So I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott. Thank you, Doug and GCK and the satellite team and everybody that's in support of the Big Call for these 15 years. So we will be in touch with you, and we do plan. We had a really nice compliment from kind of a pretty famous guy out there that said, check for the 800 numbers, go to BigCallUniverse.com, and he also mentioned in our recaps. But I like the fact that we were mentioned in that and took that as a very nice compliment. So I'm looking forward to being able to do that. We're going to have the, if you've registered on BigCallUniverse.com, that's our site, then we would send you an email with the correct 800 number. Now, be very careful. There are some, from what I've understood, there are some cabal-type banks that may try to steer you. If they have your email, they may send you an email and try to lure you to their bank for an exchange. I would say be very wary of that and don't open that. And certainly don't go to a bank to do an exchange, because that could be kind of a nefarious attempt to give you low rates and really not do the right thing by you. That's why the redemption centers, where you have a fixed appointment and you know where, you know, you're going to know where it is and when to get there and everything, you're going to be able to get the best rates and obviously a contract rate at the redemption center if you're a dinar holder. No banks are going to be exchanging ZIM or redeeming ZIM. So if you're a ZIM holder, obviously you go to the redemption center and you'll get a free Q phone, which is basically a phone that works on the Starlink satellite system. And it's like a satellite phone. It is a sat phone. So you'll be able to do that. And there's some other things that you'll get at the redemption center. So that's the ticket. That's the one you want to do. And then, of course, when you're at the redemption center, that's when you tell them if you have a dire need and you're a ZIM holder, you definitely want to get into the med bed as soon as you can, and you let them know that, and they put that, enter that into the computer, and you're golden. You're in the system. And that's what I'm going to do, and that's what many of you will do. So keep that in mind. No real good news, no new news on med beds. I know of an instance where a friend of mine witnessed a military guy that was all head scrambled from PTSD, really was not good, and took in the med bed, it took 21 minutes to completely erase and clear all of his problems, and he came out normal. And that was all gone. So there's potential, a lot of potential for all of us. And we just have to get this thing kicked off, and then the med beds are next. All right? And then our projects are next. And then, of course, be thinking about your projects and how you want to present them and all that, everything that you know to do. So let's go ahead and pray the call out. Thank you, satellite team, too, by the way, for getting the big call out all over the globe. We really appreciate it. So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done so far to take us to this point. Thank you for completing this, to bring it to fruition, to take us all the way to the very end. As I said, I'd take them over the threshold of the redemption process, and that's where we are, right there toward the end. Thank you that we're going to finish this race, that we're fighting the good fight of faith, and we're going to finish this race together and all come across that finish line very, very soon. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and thank you. We'll look forward to talking to you Thursday night. God bless everybody.